Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
Delighted to have this lady on the show once again. Ray joins me on the line. Ray, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I remember the first time we met was at Electric Picnic 2018. And yes. I said to you, writing sad songs that people can dance to is your thing. And you said, yeah, I'm glad you got that. Well, since we last spoke a couple of months back, you've released your mini album, Euphoric Sad Songs. And this is a project that explains the nine stages of grief.
Yes, that's the message. Send it out.
I'm going to bring them on an express trip through this. I'm starting off at stage one, Love Me Again. This is a song that you wrote whilst in shock, crying on the floor outside a tour bus.
Yes.
There's a line there that, you know, it's almost like that line everyone uses. I just don't think we're right together. I don't think we're right for each other.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you were listening to Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart, which absolutely didn't help.
No.
Tell me about this.
Do you know what? I feel like you have to go to those places sometimes to learn things about yourself you didn't know. And also just to learn how strong you can be. Heartbreak is one of the most isolating feelings, but it's something we all go through all the time, constantly. I'm so glad I got to make this project, and Love Me Again, probably one of the hardest to write, but again, just medicine.
It's a starting point, and that brings us to track two, Change Your Mind. These lyrics are actually your texts. These are texts that you sent.
Yeah. You've done your research.
I'm very good at it, yeah. There's a line in there. You once said I was perfect, and I was just wondering what changed your mind. Oh my God, it breaks my heart that.
I can't help but be very honest in my lyrics and be very open. I think I'm an open book. I don't know why. It's just part of my character. I meet someone for the first time, I'm like, here's my life, blah, blah, blah. But I think this helps in music because I'm able to just be vulnerable and put my truth out there. And these are lyrics. I wish that I was drunk so I could blame it on the wine. You know, these lyrics, of text messages I sent, like, just crazy. So again, so beautiful and healing to be able to make it into a song.
I think the way that you've documented it too is fabulous. Like when I see the notebooks and the writing, you've beautiful handwriting, by the way.
Thank you.
When I see it, I'm just like, oh my God, this is exactly as anyone who has ever been through a breakup has been through this. And that brings me to track three, which is your current release, Regardless, along with Rudimental. This captures all those themes of regardless is the perfect phrase, isn't it? It's like, you're always on my mind, regardless. There's always going to be tears, regardless.
Literally. And this word sums it all up, just like you said. This is like, though, the turning point, because you can hear the music is starting to get darker and more intense. I think it kind of gets to that point, you know, when you're just dancing through the pain, which is why Rudimental came and just added that sauce that I needed.
Everyone puts up that shield around themselves, which is a very false sense of security that, look, regardless, I can do whatever I want, regardless, and pretend to be someone I'm not. But this is still at the back of my mind.
Facts.
Yeah. And that brings us to track four, which is Secrets. Huge track, huge hit for you, 160 million streams. You know, this is a track for you now that definitely needs an audience. You need to perform this live. You are a fabulous live performer, and you have been deprived of that because of silly COVID. Silly COVID coming along, taking all our fun.
It annoys us all. I think we're all just counting down the days, you know, but in a way, in a really dark way, if you want to spin it to a positive, I think when this is all over, I don't think we're going to see humanness like it. I think we're all going to be hugging each other, jumping, smiling.
Kiss chasing in Hyde Park. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Talk to me about Secrets, right? Because this is a very important part of the stage of grief, because this is where you're kind of being civil and you're talking, but you know they're doing stuff in their life that you don't know about, and you're doing stuff in your life that they don't know about.
Yeah, it comes to a turning point, right? Where it's like, you have to accept now that you're just being downgraded, and that person that was once your best friend and you shared everything with is not anymore, and it's nuts to kind of process this. Then it starts to get anger, you know, new emotions come into play. It's like what Regard did to this record, because if you'd heard it originally, it was kind of like more R&B, it was a lot more melancholy, it was like moodier, but he's brought the pace up but still kept it dark. It just sends the message perfect. Again, for me, a perfect follow-on from Regardless.
Yeah. And actually, the follow on to that, which is a track I spoke to in our last interview about, Natalie Don't, which in itself is its own little guide. for broken-hearted people. Don't call, don't overthink, throw away their
the
clothes.
The video is hilarious.
Yeah, it is one of the best videos met. I'm not going to dwell on that because I want to get too all dressed up, because there's a wonderful story you tell about this, about, you know, waking up and you're covered in glitter, naked, money, you know what I mean? But your door is locked from the inside, so you know you're right. But it's that stage that everyone gets to where, you know, you're drunk and you're overdressed and you're single, all dressed up, but you don't really know what you're doing. You know what I mean? Because you're so lost and confused.
Yes, exactly. I think most of humankind can relate to this emotion of, you know, you get to that point where it's just like, I just need to feel good. I need to forget about my problems. I'm going to go to the bar. I'm going to dress up. I'm going to drink. And I'm going to think about this. And I'm just going to live and just make silly mistakes. And, you know, I think this is part of the recovery process. And, you know, I think the song kind of says it all. I get all dressed up to go ahead and let myself down. You know, it's pretty like, damn, she really did that.
Yeah, but like there's certain themes that you touch on. And like there was one that I came across. I was watching the MTV documentary where, you know, you've got a picture and you've got the phone number on a post-it note. And it's like, that's only there just in case of emergencies, because I had to delete the phone number from everywhere. Because I've done that.
Really? Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you sometimes keep the number somewhere safe just in case. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
But that does bring me to track 7 and 8, which I'm going to put hand in hand. Please don't touch. That's, you know, dust yourself off, get back up and walk on by, which is very simply for me. Walk on by is the perfect summation of when you've just hit turning point and you're going, bye.
You know, exactly.
See
you know
bye.
How empowering it is to say those lyrics and mean them. You know, if you see me tonight, don't say hi to me, go away. Like, so lit. It made me feel so good to write that song.
The romantic devastation in this particular album, and it's a mini album, Euphoric Sad Songs, I'm telling everyone to buy it, is the last song, because it's Love Your Life. And this, to me, is one of your most honest songs, Ray. It's so honest. Your lyrics are honest. It's like you're reborn and you're ready for something new.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You captured it beautifully. I mean, in fairness, if you're to go out, rather than going and buying a book, buy the album. It makes a lot of sense. Now, in fairness, if you can get a deluxe copy of the album with Ray's notebooks, I recommend that. It'll give you a lesson in handwriting for life. But that's how I look at it. It's fabulous, a fabulous piece of work. What is the story? So what are the plans now after this? What is next for Ray?
Next for me is... I'm making an album. Can you believe it?
Yes, queen!
I'm making an album!
Yeah, shout it out.
I haven't even started writing for it yet, but I'm about to go in. I've hardly written music in 2020. It's just not really been my climate. I've been doing lots of promo and writing for other artists, but no Ray songs, so I feel like I'm itching to go.
Can we just mention this, actually? You've written for John Legend, Major Lazer, Charlie XCX, Little Mix, Hayley Steinfeld, Quavo, Normani, Ellie Goulding, Jax Jones, Khaled. You've written for everyone. And you've performed with everyone, as we said in our last interview. I still listen to you on the P-Tong Essential Selection, I Beat the Classics. And it's like, literally, you are everywhere. It's time now that you release this album, get another plaque, and that they give you the 14 plaques that you already deserve. And that's all I have to say about it.
Yes, I need my plaques.
You need your plaques. No two ways about it. Listen, it has always been a pleasure talking to you. And thank you so much for talking us through Euphoric Sad Songs. And I wish you well, Ray.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the next time. Hopefully I'll have an album ready for you then.